Hi, this is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News team. And the first thing I want to say today is that Rolling Stone has run a nice article by Max Tybee called Greed and Debt, the True Story of Mitt Romney and Bain Capital. It's in the latest issue, though you can also find it at rollingstone.com online. And it's worth reading because it gives you a pretty good rundown of what Bain Capital was and how Mitt Romney has primarily made his fortune by setting up companies to fail and then getting paid for that. And then on top of that, not paying off his own bills, leaving debts behind wherever he goes, but making sure he gets his own money up front. And when you consider the debt that this country is in right now, and this is a guy who has, you know, never shown any interest at all in actually raising capital for the good of a company, the only thing he can do to the United States is make it worse off. So let me just highly recommend read Greed and Debt, the True Story of Mitt Romney and Bain Capital, and you will get a lot of information about this guy who's running for president. Meanwhile, this is the weekly news and review that was posted by Ryan Liebenthal on the 4th of September, 2012. And this is the news of the preceding week. Mitt Romney formally accepted the Republican presidential nomination at the party's national convention in Tampa, Florida. "What America needs is jobs," said Romney. "Lots of jobs." He's unemployed, so how would he know? John Bonner suggested that Romney would be helped by low turnout among Hispanic and African-American voters. That's because no African-American voters seem to want to vote for Mitt Romney at all. Percentage-wise, it's at zero. And among the Hispanics, very few show any interest at all. So, of course, the attempt is made to make sure that blacks and Latinos can't vote. Romney's campaign held a party for top fundraisers aboard Cracker Bay, a yacht flying the flag of the Cayman Islands. Think about that. And two conventioneers were ejected for heckling a black camerawoman. "This," they said, tossing peanuts at her, "is how we feed animals." This is what you want? To run the country? Vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan was criticized, even by Fox News, for making false claims in his convention speech, notably about the timing of a GM plant closure in his hometown of Janesville, Wisconsin, and for exaggerating his finishing time in the 1990 Grandma's Marathon in Duluth, Minnesota. In the Tampa Free Speech Zone, Vermin Supreme, candidate for the Absurd Party, wore a boot on his head and mediated a confrontation between anarchists and Westboro Baptist Church protesters. Surprise guest speaker Clint Eastwood addressed delegates for 12 minutes, during which he carried on an imagined dialogue with an empty chair he identified as President Obama. "What do you want me to tell Mr. Romney?" asked Eastwood of the chair. "He can't do that to himself. You're getting as bad as Biden." Meanwhile, 22 pilot whales beached themselves on the Florida coast. Millions of gallons of raw Tijuana sewage spilled into the Pacific Ocean. Hal David, lyricist of "Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head" and "What the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love," died at the age of 91. As Hurricane Isaac struck Louisiana, New Orleans celebrated the Southern Decadence Festival. In Syria, which saw its deadliest week since the revolt to overthrow Bashar al-Assad began last spring, the Rebel Brigade of Free Syrians launched Operation Northern Volcano. It was reported that Mexican federal police officers had deliberately chased down and shot two CIA agents in Tres Marias. In Afghanistan, where American special forces suspended training of new recruits to the Afghan local police until all 16,000 of the militia's members could be rescreened for terrorist ties, a suicide attacker bombed a compound that contained a provincial governor's office and a police and army headquarters, while another blew up a fuel tanker on the road separating the compound from a U.S. Army base. "I fell down on the ground," said a witness, "and everything around me was destroyed." A 550-pound World War II-era bomb was detonated in central Munich, creating a massive fireball, shattering windows, and setting nearby rooftops ablaze. "The fuse was a real bastard," said bomb disposal expert Andreas Heil. The owner of Hitler Menswear in the Indian city of Ahmedabad insisted that his shop's name, whose I tittle is a swastika, was the nickname of his business partner's strict grandfather. "It was only recently," he said, "that we read about Hitler on the internet." Berliners attacked one another with vegetables on a city bridge. Revelers in Buñol, Spain, threw 120 tons of tomatoes at each other. And Iran and North Korea agreed to exchange students and share laboratories. Yosemite National Park warned 1,700 summer visitors that they may have been exposed to hantavirus from infected deer mice at its Curry Village campsite. Thieves stole an 11-ton elderberry crop in Deutsch-Jahndorf, Austria, and millions of dollars worth of maple syrup from a warehouse in Saint-Louis de Blanford, Quebec. "We still have enough maple syrup," said a representative of Quebec producers, who provide 3/4 of the world's supply. "There will be no shortage of maple syrup." The International Paralympic Committee defended its decision not to perform doping tests on all competitors at the 2012 Summer Paralympic Games in London, where South African runner Oscar Pistorius, who was allowed to race in this year's Summer Olympic Games after challenging a ban on carbon fiber legs, lost the 200-meter final to a rival he accused of running on unfairly long blades. "Athletes," he said, "can make themselves unbelievably high." A sports official was stabbed to death in Dusseldorf by a wayward javelin. A bus tourist in Iceland joined a search party for herself. Fire crews winched a heifer named Sparkle out of a tree growing along a ravine in Sheriff Park, England. France opened a murder investigation into the death of Yasser Arafat. Sun Myung-moon, founder of the Unification Church, died in Seoul. And a Buddhist group in Thailand announced that the celestial reincarnation of former Apple CEO Steve Jobs was residing in a glass palace above Apple's headquarters in California, where he sleeps in a hover bed and is served day and night by aides. A man who had dressed himself in a ghillie, a military sniper cover suit, in order to provoke a Bigfoot sighting, was run over on a Montana highway and died. Police shut down the Burnside Bridge in Portland, Oregon. How's that, Jason? And detained a group of beard enthusiasts dressed in camouflage and carrying an assault rifle who were en route to a Beards for Breasts cancer awareness calendar photo shoot. "We didn't mean to shake up the community," said one beard model. "Just going to save boobs, you know?" And that's it for this week's weekly news. This will be my last weekly news in review, at least for now, from me, DJ Bennett. I've been doing this for about 10 years, and it's time to do something different. I hope it's been useful for my listeners. And I'd like to leave you with a thought about the fact that the Republicans are now asking the question, "Are you better off now?" regarding Mr. Obama and the state of the country. And I think that that question, "Are you better off now?" is selfish and inappropriate. I am reminded of the old quote that Mr. Kennedy said, but he was quoting somebody else, "Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." you're going to ask if you're better off, then you're being selfish. The point is, the good news is that the United States is better off with Barack Obama. Hey, I'm not a Democrat. I would stand as an independent, more or less. I just don't like the direction the Republicans want to take the country. And while I have a lot of disagreements with Mr. Obama, I know that in general we're going in the right direction. I know it's tough. I know we still have a long ways to go. But the direction the Republicans want to go in is exactly back to the same people who got us involved in the bad wars back in the last decade. And Mr. Romney simply wants to unshackle Wall Street and let them do all the terrible things that they did before, because the only thing that matters to Wall Street is making profit. And the United States is not about profit. It's about everybody. It's about trying to make things as fair as you can make them. I know, we all know, the world is unfair. That's why it's our job to make it as fair as we can. Thanks for listening to the Weekly News and Review. And for now, you stay tuned, okay?